You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightline with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us. Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text with that number as well. You can also text, call, leave a voice message, listen to shows live. You can get your news by downloading the Civic Media app. It's absolutely free. So see what I did there, Pete? See what I did there?
Too good to be true.
There you go. I mean, in this day and age, I mean, what am I talking about now? Yeah. You never catch me, copper. That voice, by the way, is the wonderful, stupendous, award-winning, I have to assume at this point. You've got to have won awards, right? You've gotten, you know, like.
Me?
Yeah, you.
That's Pete Schwabba.
Yeah, Pete Schwabba up in Marinette, Wisconsin, a.k.a. Christmas City, USA. And then all the way over in Madtown, USA at HQ, world headquarters of Civic Media, is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and twos. We're here with you in the second hour of Nightlight. So happy you're a part of this. Got great things coming up, including a great conversation with our friend Kristen Lighty, stand-up comedian, union organizer, and just all-around good human being. She'll be on the program in just a little bit, and then we'll wrap everything up with the nightcap where we figure out what we learned and kind of, you know, just have our moment, the night's lesson, if you will. You know, we'll kick back, enjoy, and there'll be like a shooting star that just says, the more you know, and then we'll get sued by NBC, so.
Right. They'll want to take us off the air.
Well, I mean, hey, it's FCC is going after ABC. Well, let's be cool and be next. Come on now. All right, so we are in the second hour, which means we are going to take a look again at the question of the night. But before we do that, Dom, can you set us up? The question of the night is, it's National Superhero Day. Who is your favorite superhero? Again, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on. If you're interested in looking at the live stream, we are currently on a lot of Facebook pages. And I think one YouTube page. There is a gubernatorial forum going on right now in Civic Media, and they are covering that live if you are looking for that as well. But stick here for a little while.
Rudely cutting into our listenership.
Be our friends. Be our friends. You're our friends. We knew you first. Exactly. But that is the question of the night. Who is your favorite superhero? And let's start with this crowd right here. Pete Schwabba, what about you?
You know what? I went back and forth. Some people are saying their parents and or their dad or their mom, and I get that, and that's great. And I thought about that because my parents are my heroes, but superhero?
Yeah.
My parents are not superheroes. No. Sorry, mom and dad, you're not. As much as I love you. But no, I went Batman because Batman, here's the method behind my madness. Like,
okay.
Batman is a regular dude. No superpowers necessary.
He's not a regular dude, Pete.
But he doesn't have magical powers like Superman does or Flash or Spidey. You know, Batman is a dude who is angry and he's a vigilante, and that works for me. And he's got the dark costume on, and he taught himself. You got to make a few leaps as to what he could get through, but it's all grounded somewhat in reality.
I mean, also, it doesn't hurt that he's worth, like, you know, $10 billion.
Well, sure. He couldn't pull it off without, absolutely.
I mean, there's no such thing as poor Batman.
No, but like Donald Trump, Elon Musk, George Soros, all those billionaires, you know, they have super.
None of them could jump
them
over anything. Their cars suck. Okay, cool. Exactly. I mean, that's a solid answer. And that's not only a solid response, but a solid reasoning. I've heard a lot of people say that over the years. Dom, what about you?
Does John Wick count or no? because if Batman,
it's whatever you want it to be. It's whatever you want it to be. I mean, apparently, the both of you are going very revenge tonight. I guess. Woof.
Yeah. It's along lines of Pete. He's just kind of like a normal dude, but he really
is. Pete, your superhero, Dom?
Pete, you guys are both my superheroes.
Reviews are coming up. Is Pete your superhero? Oh wow, he's kissing his sleeves,
kissing my non-guns,
kissing my derringers. If you know guns, you know that reference. All right.
Derringers. Oh, nice.
Oh boy. Okay. So John Wick for you, mm-hmm. The Batman for you. I am going. Thanks for asking. I am going to go with.
You think I don't care who your favorite superhero is?
I mean, now that you said it, but point is. For me, it used to be Batman, but I've come around to Captain America, and
that's a good one.
And my friend Nick on my Facebook page said he agrees with me, or he has similar reasonings, I should say. The thing I know, I love Captain America, but what I really love about it, after listening to someone discuss the origins of the character, is that his beliefs in freedom, in democracy, in you know, when we talk about the greatness of America, a lot of times you can say that with a, you know, tongue in cheek, because, you know, as great as we want it to be, there's a lot of problems. Well, sure. How he views America as far as, like, you know, all the reasons we fought World War II for freedom, for justice, for the rights of all to be great, and on, they never change. So when he was fighting in World War II, those were his morals. As he got older, and the morality of the people around him changed on what the definitions of freedom were and all those things. His never changed. His was always about this is a country where you're supposed to be free and be able to, you know, be good to one another and help and all those good things. And his morality never changes ever unless he's with Hydro. That's a different storyline. That's the point but I just love the fact that Captain America's his sense of values are always rooted in a certain type of morality, and those don't change no matter how the world changes around him. And to me, that's amazing.
Yeah, that works. I love Captain America. And we're seeing some, you know, well, I think we should go to Dom first. Did you want
to? The text line?
No. I'm asking you who your favorite superhero is.
John Wick.
We already asked him.
John Wick.
He just
John
said Wick. That.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I was going to read. Sorry. I'm barely paying attention.
I can tell. My goodness.
Well, I got distracted because one of the texters, Tony the Trucker, put Wonder Woman on my brain because he said, gentlemen, Wonder Woman, because all women are wonderful. Some are just more wonderful than others. That could have been its own question of the night, because you've got Linda Carter, one of my all-time favorite crushes, and Gal Gadot, who I thought was outstanding as Wonder Woman as well.
So it's really just a 50-50 shot on who's your favorite Wonder Woman.
It's a coin toss. I would go Linda Carter still.
Linda Carter is a great follow on Twitter, by the way. She does not hold back. I think I've said this before.
That. Yeah.
Her.
Did you ever watch that kiss thing I told you about with her?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of that?
It was weird.
She comes off smelling like a rose, though, whereas Kiss absolutely. Is like, whoa. Oh.
Well, because Kiss is weird. I don't. But
word.
Whatever. All right, so we got Tony. What other text messages do we have running right now there, Dom?
All right, we have John from Madison said, underdog. Pops a pill, probably fentanyl, kicks butt,
oh my God.
Puts away the bad guys, and lands in paws of white-hot poly purebred. Doesn't get any better than that. Wow.
Okay, yeah.
That's a good argument.
There we go.
Okay, well, that's a...
Thank you, John.
I know someone writes some fan fiction. Go on now.
We have Brett from Brown Deer said, my favorite superhero was always Spider-Man from the comics until the movies. Tobey Maguire was too wimpy. In the movies, I'll take Iron Man. I like how Robert Downey Jr. played the part.
I'd like to know why he thinks Tobey Maguire was too wimpy versus Andrew Garfield or Tom Holland or... The characters in the, like, he was always kind of like, as Peter Parker, he was always kind of, you know, he was a teenager. He was a wimpy teenager. That's,
you know what? I kind of liked, I never knew how I felt about Tobey Maguire, but sometimes you find out something about someone and it makes you root for them a little more. My buddy Pat Francis, who did respond to this question on social media, he went to see Spider-Man when it first came out, the first Tobey Maguire one, at a place called The Grove in L.A., and he's looking around for a seat, and who does he see standing in the corner in the back of the theater? Tobey Maguire on the phone going, it's packed. This is so cool. I love this. It's just like a regular dude, very excited. And he'd already done big movies. But and Tobey Maguire, you know, Spider-Man's a kid. He's not a big tough guy. He's supposed to be just kind of a regular dude. I think that totally fits. Yeah,
absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, but, you know, all opinions are welcome.
Of course. Here, yeah, absolutely.
What else we have on the text line, Dom?
Brett also says, man, I wouldn't pay $50 to see a movie even if I was in it.
All right.
Okay.
Then we got Jewel from Cross Plains said, Golnar is a great guest. Tell her thank you. Very true.
Oh.
And then we also got Nick from Marshall said, I chose the Flash. That's a really good answer.
Yeah, I like the Flash.
I mean, I'll take the Flash, you know, the comic book, not so much the movie version. That's odd. Okay. Those are odd.
And then we also have Eric from Madison said Wonder Twins, which I'm not too certain what the Wonder Twins are.
Were they the ones that said unite or something like that?
Wonder Twins activate in the form of, and then they would change into a form of like Bunny Rabbit or Rocket Ship. It was very convoluted and weird. The Super Friends were very, it was like a bunch of adults saying, what do kids like? And then they just missed the mark completely. So
I had no idea. We also have Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says Ron Perlman as Hellboy or Underdog or both.
Whoa. Wait, Ron Perlman as Underdog? Because I'd watch that movie.
As Hellboy or Underdog or both. Yeah. And then we also have Anna from Madison said my favorite superhero is Superman. My favorite in the best Superman is Christopher Reeves. I saw the Michael movie. MJ's nephew did a great job portraying him. Coleman Domingo was great as Joe Jackson.
Yeah. Coleman okay.
Great actor.
I love Coleman Domingo. Great. Yeah, I love him. His hosting stint on SNL was really good couple weeks ago. But I'm going to steadfast with my belief on this movie and that no thank you. So
going to the social media comments, Mike Desitel says, my parents, my mom will stay at home and raise 5 children to become self-sufficient adults who love freely and respect others. My dad worked harder than any person I know and had time still for each of us, his community and his faith. I put my superheroes up against anyone. Sorry, Mike, they can't beat Batman. That is a lovely text, though. Thank you.
Are your parents as rich as Batman?
But then Mike says, otherwise, definitely Batman.
Otherwise... I like my superheroes rich, privileged, and angry. Therapy is for dorks.
And then Mary Ash just posted, she's got Flash, but Flash is a woman. I like that. Is she making a statement there, which is fine? Or was there a character I didn't know about?
I'm sure. I mean, the Flash as played, I'm sure in the annals of comic books, there are so many versions of the Flash, or so many versions of characters that are played that have a like there's a Spider-Woman, there's Supergirl, there's Batwoman, Batgirl, there's all like they're always switching all these different things. As far as there was one on the TV show, there was the Flash. It shows a bunch of different versions. There's other key characters, but
Lady Flash.
That's great.
That's a great one. Stacy Sue says
Lady Flash sounds weird though.
It does.
Girl Flash.
No,
Girl?
Just the Flash. Well,
that doesn't sound good either. Yeah. Aquaman. Stacy Sue says Aquaman. Love it. Our friend Amanda Nimmer says Squirrel Girl. I've not heard of Squirrel Girl.
That's a deep cut, Amanda.
Okay.
Deep cut.
Matt Harper, rock rap artist from Green Bay, says Rocket Raccoon and Pat Francis, Captain America. We'll get to some more of these texts later, maybe during the nightcap.
There we go.
Great
all right,
stuff,
when we come back, we're going to be talking to our friend, stand-up comedian, all-around good person, union organizer, Kristen Lighty is coming up in just a little bit, so don't go anywhere. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always call or get in touch. Text numbers the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on every Facebook page possible, it seems. We are on a bunch of them. And also, let us know your thoughts on your favorite superhero. That's the question of the night. It's National Superhero Day. So who is your favorite superhero? It could be your mom, your dad, a teacher. It could be a comic book character. It could be a movie character who spends every single one of his films absolutely decimating his enemies. But whatever that may be, let us know. Leave a comment on the live stream. Text it in. You can also get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. You can call, text, leave a voice message, listen, get your news all right there. Download that Civic Media app. And coming up in just a little while, we will get into the nightcap where we wrap things up, talk about what we've learned, and hear from you, your thoughts on the show. So don't go anywhere. We're hanging out. Yep. Yes, Pete? Pete?
Movie night, buddy. We got movie night coming up.
You're right. You're right. My God, I told myself to remember that. Thank you very much. That that voice, by the way, is Mr. Pete Schwabba all the way up in Marinette, a.k.a. Christmas City, USA. And in Madison at HQ, we got Mr. Domley on the ones and twos. But that's right. Pete's talking about movie night this Thursday. We are talking about the Martin Scorsese classic, Goodfellas. We'll be talking about the film, trivia, all sorts of great things. That'll be in the second hour. So watch the movie. Come on by. Stop by. Let us know your thoughts on it. We'd love to hear from you. But that's this Thursday for Nightlights Movie Club. Now, without any further ado, I would love to. I am happy to. I am excited to bring on our next guest. She is a stand-up comedian in Green Bay, a union organizer, and an all-around great person, frequenter of local bookstores. Kristen Lighty is back on Nightlight. Good evening, Kristen. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I feel like we should christen this segment Nightlighty. Or Nighty Lighty.
Oh, nice.
Not Nighty Lighty. Just Nightlighty. Nightlighty sounds better. Nighty Lighty sounds weird. But yes, that's what we're going to call it now when you're on the show. Welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Really. I mean, despite the fact that the world's a nightmare, my personal life is really good.
That's what really matters.
That's where I'm at too. Like my friend asked me, she said, how are you doing today? So I go, I'm doing fine. And I'm happy about that. It's not great. It's not bad. I'm just fine. And I'll take it. I'm good with that. I'll take fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I've been doing recently, Kristen, is when I see these, reels pop up on Instagram, whatever, somebody is putting reels together like in the 70s and 80s before cell phones. And I love watching those. And I it really does help me think about what life was like. Now, listen, I love my cell phone. I like certain things about it, but I hate how glued to it I am, even though I put it down for stretches. But it takes you back. It's fantastic thinking about those times.
Yeah, I love any movie set in the 1980s where my brain can just go, oh, yeah, that was great.
We were watching this movie this weekend, an Italian film. Yeah, that's right. I'm cultured. And I know. Thank you. It's all about one woman's night, basically her day and night. It's a one day like slice of life film. And the whole time I'm just sitting there going, like, she's talking about like, my mother doesn't know where I am. And I'm like, man, there was back in the day when if you weren't home by a certain time, your parents actually worried about you or you might get in trouble. All you have to do now is just be like, be home soon. That's it. That's all. But like, yeah, I just think whenever I watch those movies now, I'm like, oh, those so old me. Them's was the days. Oh, good Lord.
Mm-hmm. The ability to just space out without a cell phone and be lost and have people not care where you were. Like, oh, God, I crave that a lot.
So somebody said, it's the 80s when you were 10 years old babysitting the neighbor's four kids and one of them was under a year old.
Yeah.
Like, that's so insane.
Well,
go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, there's that Mulaney joke that totally hits with me. When I was a kid, like I was like 11 years old. My babysitter was like 13. And you're like, did my parents actually care about my well-being and safety? Probably not. They just wanted to go play poker. That's just, you know.
They're trying to set you up, it sounds like.
Okay.
The other day, I drove by the Red Cross and I was like, oh, that's where me and a room full of 11-year-olds got certified to be in charge of other and kind of learned CPR, but not really.
That's so great.
Thank you, Red Cross.
Right. Kristen, you have a huge date coming up we need to discuss. Not the one we discussed off the air, but comedically speaking, you've got a gig you need to tell us about.
Oh, yeah. It's Sunday evening at Heroes in Two Rivers, and it's put on by the Mad World Artists Collective and Manus Productions, who are a group of people like really doing great things for comedy and music in Green Bay. And I love them so much and really support everything they're trying to do. So while we're waiting for the Mad World Artists Collective to have a few repairs and modifications and get up to code for the venue that it is, We're doing shows around the area, and this one will be Sunday night at 7 p.m. at Heroes. So if you're in Two Rivers, nice. You can come see me do comedy. And I'm really, really trying hard to do new jokes. So
there you go.
Wow.
New material. I'm impressed.
That's always fun to do new material, like especially when you can couch it between, like, you know, the home runs, the A material. You're just like, I'll throw this one in here, and if it doesn't work, you're like, well, that hurt, but okay, we'll keep doing the material. But I was also once told very vehemently and very not aggressively, but very like, it's Trivers. We don't call it Two Rivers. Oh, yeah. We call it. So I was like, oh my goodness gracious! Oh, so if you want to ingratiate yourself with the community. Trivers. Yeah, sounds like something like, Doc, I think I have a case of Trivers. Oh, can I get that cream? Yeah. All right, we're going to be talking more with our good friend Kristen Lighty on the show, but don't go anywhere. If you want to tell us, know your favorite superhero, which we may, or we could talk to Kristen about that on the other side Absolutely. Of the news, but you can do that by dropping a comment or dropping a line, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream, or get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. But more with Kristen Lighty right here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Nightlight Facebook, our WISS Facebook, WAUK Facebook. If you find a station from Civic Media, you'll probably find us here on the show. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite superhero? In light and in view of National Superhero Day, we'd love to know who your favorite superhero is. And still here on the show, our guest, our friend, stand-up comedian, union organizer, all-around great person in general. Love her to death. Miss Kristen Lighty is here. Kristen, who is your favorite superhero?
Robin Hood.
Oh,
there you go. There it is. Nice. That's also a very Kristen Lighty on-brand answer.
I actually once was at a dating mixer, and they asked the question. They were like, what Disney character are you sexually attracted to?
Good.
I said Robin Hood, and then everyone thought I was a furry because the question was supposed to determine orientation. I didn't understand that at all.
I wish you would have said
Kristen Lighty loves foxes. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I've heard more than one celebrity talk about their first crush being Maid Marian from that same cartoon, okay? So I feel like you are well within your rights to say, hey, Robin Hood is a fox, foxy gent. So there you go.
Yeah, that's a safe answer.
If that was to determine orientation and you said Robin Hood and was Disney, I'd be like, oh, she likes guys. Like, that's my, I'm like, I don't think anything other than that. I mean, I don't understand why they were so perturbed by that answer.
She likes thieves. She supports thievery. I have to ask you something, Kristen, because we'll talk about your night, Sunday night again. But also, how do you feel about Ted Lasso? That's what I couldn't remember before the show, Greg, was we talked about Ted Lasso. Are you a fan?
I remember liking it when it was on. I didn't go hardcore like a lot of people did. Mm-hmm. I think I didn't watch the last episode because I wanted to have something to look forward to. So, so I should go back and watch that.
There you go. See, Pete was just trying to wind you up because he despises Ted Lasso.
I don't
and he knows
that it.
You are not a fan. You're not a fan.
Not the least bit plausible. Nothing not the makes sense.
Joy. Again, human joy is not plausible.
Can we make joy can be believable on some level, can it? I mean, this is fiction.
Then every time we watch a movie or talk about a TV show that has an implausible scenario, I'll say the same thing.
That's fine. Okay. I applaud that, Greg. I welcome that from you as my co-radio host. So Kristen Lighty is our guest, folks. You can see her this Sunday night at Heroes in Trivers, also known as Two Rivers. Sunday night, 7 o'clock, right? I think the show starts. How do people get tickets? Do they just go to the venue or?
They should buy them online. Okay. Beforehand, you can look at the Mad World Artist Collective site, and they'll be there. And then they'll be available at the door too.
Awesome.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. And then I recently announced the lineup for GBUFO Invasion Fest, the comedy portion.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm also very excited about because we have people that are absolute killers that I thought, no way in hell they're coming. and I asked them, and they did. So we got folks from New York, Los Angeles, Seattle. We got Kate Willett, who has been on Hulu. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Netflix special. Curtis Cook, who is a writer for American Dad. Very funny. Lots of great comedy credentials. Derek Sheen from Seattle. Virginia Jones from Los Angeles, and then Bailey Pope from New York City, who I love so much.
Very cool. When is that?
GBUFO. Cool. Tell us about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So GBUFO Invasion Fest is the music and comedy festival that our local record store puts on every year. Nice. And it is July 23rd through the 25th. Manor Astroman is headlining the second night. Digits are doing a reunion show and headlining. We got Pet Mosquito, which is a really awesome new band from Illinois, and they're headlining Thursday night.
Excellent. That's fun. And all those names, the names you listed off are amazing. Derek Sheen is not just a great comedian, but also just, you know, he's older than me, but I always call him a very sweet boy. He's just a very, very sweet young man. And my favorite thing about that man, so they're like, Patton Oswalt has a great joke about working at a casino and the insanity that ensues. And Derek is the opening comedian he references in that joke. And when he told me that, I was like, no way. It is a bonker story that I just everyone should listen to. But I love that guy. So he's such a sweetheart. I love Derek so much.
Yeah, it's really a cast of killers. And I am so excited that they are coming. And I'm going to stay up close. That'd be nice.
So where are your travels going to take you? Do you have other live shows coming up in Wisconsin, or are you going on the road?
Yeah, I will admit planning a wedding for the end of the month has kind of taken a lot of my a lot of my time and space mentally. But May and June, I'm going to be in Where am I going? Phoenix and New Orleans. So I'm hoping to pick up some shows there.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, not a ton going on in the summer. I just had a really fun run through Oklahoma City. That was a blast. And yeah, I'm hoping to book more. Call me if you want me to come.
If you want to book Chris and Lighty for a show or party, please go to her website.
Or you just want to hang out, you know.
If you just want to, Kristen's a good hang. I will say that. Very, very fun. Good conversations. When she gets into the topic of horror movies, that's when I have to dip out because I'm like, I'm scared. I can't watch those movies.
Well, and I always have snacks, so come on. That's
good. Oh, I am so there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing that, you know, one thing we've talked about before on previous radio shows is that, you know, you are a union organizer in Green Bay. That's the work you've been doing for quite a while now, but you're also a stand-up comedian and you make that balance work because you do a lot of shows and around the country too, which is always great to see. I mean, that must be living the life because I know how much you love your job and I know how much you love comedy. So like for you, it must be absolutely fantastic.
It really is. My coworkers, I'm on this team of trainers that are from throughout the country, and we come together and we put on trainings on organizing issue campaigns for different union members. And I'll always like sneak away and do shows. And last time they were like, tell us you have a show. So I was headlining a show and they all came and we had a room of like 50 union folks. And it was so much fun to perform for my people. It was like one of the best nights of my life. So I do really feel like I found this perfect niche for myself.
I feel like that would be more nerve-wracking doing a show for colleagues with your day gig or your other gig than just going up in front of strangers at a comedy club.
Well, it's nice to know that they'll know where I'm coming from and we'll have the same value. So that kind of feels like, oh yeah, I got this.
I remember way back in the day when I started doing stand-up and my coworkers at the time, they like walked up to my desk and there's two of them and they were just standing in front of me and I was like, what's up? And they both were smiling. And I was like, what's, happening right now. And they're like, you do stand up. I'm like, oh no, they found my Facebook page. And it was for the next like couple of weeks. It was like, tell us a joke. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not telling you, like, please don't do that to me right now. First of all, we're at work. And second of all, give me money. That was always my response. When someone says, tell me a joke, I'm like, give me money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I might lose my job here. You better pay me.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know that if you had done that too, they would have been either like, take some more lessons or, you know, yeah, that's fun. You know, you're not going to get the response you want to get from coworkers.
Well, also, I don't want to do a tight five at my desk.
Right. Like, do crowd work.
What I like to do is just launch into the idea of, well, comedy is subjective and there's so many power dynamics. And I find whenever I say power dynamics in a conversation, people out, they are done.
Do you do jokes about unions or teaching being your day gig, basically?
You know, I do touch on being a union organizer, but I find it takes so long to explain what I do that it's kind of eaten up the set. I'm trying to get better at speaking that language and being quicker about defining what it is, although unions are more popular now. So
yeah, finally.
I'm gonna take another stab at it.
You know, what's funny is, like, you know, back in the time when I was doing it, I worked at a barber shop as well. I've had a lot of jobs, folks. A lot of jobs. I've had a lot of roads. But when I told my coworkers that, I was like, I don't talk about the barbershop on stage. Like, I don't like, and one of my coworkers, former coworkers now, was not like, not funny angry. He was offended that I did not do jokes about my workplace. And I said to him, I said, this is a very story-based location. And all of those stories I hear belong to other people. And I'm not going to tell their stories on stage. That, to me, is equivalent of, I mean, it's not joke stealing, but it's taking someone else's experience. Like, I'm not going to do that. And there hasn't been funny things that happen here that I'm going to be like, oh, you'll never guess what happened to my coworker, man. He accidentally drank the Barbicide. Like, so, but he was thoroughly offended that I do not do jokes about the barbershop. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you about it. And he stormed out. He didn't talk to me for 3 days.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
My mom is always like, will you put that in your skits? And to be like, yeah, mom. Yeah.
Yep, totally. Yes, mom.
This is fun. So where else? I mean, I'm not gonna ask you do that question, like, where do you get your jokes? But you did tell us you're getting married soon. And you're getting married in a bookstore, which I think is cool. And I love that it's not a big franchise like Barnes and Noble. So what do you have jokes about getting married? That's a stressful time. A lot of people write material based on their spouse to be or a wedding.
Yeah. You know, normally my humor tends to be more self-deprecating, but it's really hard to find humor in this because he's perfect. So like,
must be nice.
It's such a hard life. But yeah, everything is coming together so smoothly. I think the only joke that's kind of evolving out of it is like, we're doing it at a bookstore and then we're having the party at a pizza parlor. So like, that Book It program is thoroughly ingrained in my soul.
The party's at Chuck E. Cheese, everybody. They're giving a party at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. B. Dalton books to Chuck E. Cheese. It's going to be a regular. Well,
Kristen, if people want to get a hold of you, if they want to see you, if they want to book you, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, everything's on my website, kristenlighty.com. You can see clips and show dates. I've probably got a bunch because I'm not a good promoter. And yeah, you can contact me there too.
Excellent. Excellent. And again, tell us where you'll be this Sunday so people can know and people can show up if they'd like.
This Sunday, I will be at Heroes Bar in Trivers at 7 p.m.
Nice. Nice. Well, Kristen, yeah, seriously, have a great time. They're going to love you. You are fantastic. You know, whether it was the old shows or now, love having you on, love talking to you. It's so great to see
you.
Can I just say one of my favorite cliches before we let you go, Christian? Kristen?
Yeah, we'll each do ours. Yeah.
Blow the roof off the dump.
I've never heard that one before, but okay, we're going to put that on a t-shirt. The Yonder Kristen Lighty is a union organizer, stand-up comedian, all-around amazing human being, and she has been our guest this evening. So thank you so much, Kristen, for your time. Appreciate you as always.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, when we come back, we'll be wrapping it all up with the nightcap, so don't go anywhere. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned or stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently on our Facebook live streams right now on the Nightlight page or many of the other Civic Media pages. You can also let us know your thoughts on the question of the night, which is, who is your favorite superhero in honor of National Superhero Day? You can do that all right now before we get on out of here. Tomorrow, we're very excited to be talking to author Michael Lee Nirenberg about his book regarding the oral history of making movies in New York City. And I'm actually going to bring up our thoughts on When Harry Met Sally, because that's a very New York film right there. But that's going to be tomorrow in the second hour. Plus, more news, more frivolity, more fun. But before we get on out of here, let's get to some more thoughts and ideas from the folks out there listening and or watching. Dom, who else is on the text line?
Yeah, we have Melissa listening in on WMDX. Says, hi, guys. Wonder Woman is my fave. By the way, Linda Carter is still a smoke show. Okay. All right.
I always thought, okay, really quick here. I was always under the impression that the term smoke show meant fake. Like this whole plot is a smoke show. Like we've fooled you.
That's a smoke screen.
But I know smoke screen, but I always thought smokes. Okay. All right. Then. All right.
I've never heard that before. I just assume it means fire, or she's
fire.
Hot. That kind of thing. Yeah. I was doing a brain rot quote.
I saw the quotes.
It's so cooked. Man, you're straight. You're low-key cooked.
Oh, that was really good.
That's interesting. Wasn't. I knew Melissa would say that. She kind of looks like Wonder Woman a little bit. I met her.
You just made Melissa's night.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm serious. She and John were at a screening in December I was at, and they're both lovely people. And Melissa kind of has that Wonder Woman vibe.
There you go. What else we got there, Dom?
We also have Dave in Heartland said Daredevil. Okay.
Nice. Okay. New episode of the second season premieres tonight. Can't wait to watch
it. Really?
Dude, the Daredevil TV show on Disney Plus is so good. So good. It's so good.
Is that the John Cena one? No.
That's Peacemaker. That's Peacemaker.
Okay.
Yeah. No, this is Daredevil. This is Marvel. That's DC. Get it right, dude. All right. it's a different level of because it takes place in the same world from the Netflix shows, but it's also incredibly, there's a lot of cussing, the most violent thing I've ever seen in a Marvel movie or TV show takes place on this program. Mm-hmm. It is, whoa. I have to turn my head when they show clips. It's so gross.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Tucker in our chat says it would be kind of funny to call it Pacemaker. Okay.
He picks his spots, doesn't he?
He really does. He really does. He just made fun of John Cena, who just celebrated his 49th birthday. I'm telling John Cena, and that's up to you, buddy. All right. Do we have any other text messages, Dom?
Yeah, we have one. John from Madison said, also Captain Caveman. When I saw him pull, I don't even know who that is. When I saw him pull a city bus out of his fur while searching for a flagpole and then located the flagpole, that was it. He's a magic superhero saving the day all day.
Spoiler alert, too much information, John.
He's like a weird variant of Mary Poppins. He just pulls, instead of a purse, he just pulls it out of his beard. So, Pete, do we have any other anything on the Facebook?
I did get points with Melissa. She just said, aw, Pete. You're very welcome, nice. Melissa. All and right. I meant every word of it. Yes, going to social media, Teresa on Facebook says Deadpool.
Nice.
I don't know Deadpool. I've got to check that
out.
Wow. Patty on social media says another one for underdog.
There you go.
Emerson Lehman, our favorite anchor from Green Bay, one of them. My mom and dad, for sure. Another vote for mom and dad. Awesome, Emerson. And John says TJ Sabula. Do we know that?
TJ Sabula?
TJ.
Could just be the guy he sits next to at the bar.
I mean,
an actual superhero. And then Jay says Deadpool. Thank you, everybody on Facebook. Those are outstanding.
Yeah. I got a couple on my Facebook page as well here. Let's see. Nikki says The Punisher. Another man who could definitely use some therapy. My buddy Phil says, Superman has been since I was a little kid, still is today. Chris said, Batman always wins. And then Nick says, Captain, here's the one I was talking about before. Captain America, especially when he became the hero Nomad in the 70s, he lost confidence in the policies of the United States, but still wanted to protect its people. Awesome answer. I love that.
I knew that one would resonate with you. Yeah, that's
heck
a great text.
Heck yeah, baby.
Great text. Everybody.
All right. So, Pete.
Yeah.
What'd you learn tonight?
Everything about Iran.
Oh, my gosh. Right?
Unbelievable. And that Kristen Leidy truly is a woman of the people based on mm-hmm. where she's getting married, having a reception, the joke she does, her day gig. Love it all.
Her favorite superhero.
Her favorite superhero. That's a lucky guy. He's Mr. Perfect. But also, yeah, the with, you know, Golnar Nikpar, that was really impressive. It was, she was a great guest. Very informative.
I just like doing that. I was in the Dom totally missed it. He totally. Folks who are not listening on the live stream, Dom gives us hand cues to let us know when we need to be like, you know, shutting up and moving on. And sometimes I just like to give the hand cues right back to him, but he didn't see it this time. So.
One night we do that. There's nobody.
Exactly.
On the
exactly. Dom, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that I'm gonna start watching Daredevil. You persuaded me. Mm. It sounds really good.
Have you
really
seen the Netflix one?
I haven't. No, I haven't.
Start there. And in fact, there is Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage on the Netflix. And then they made a show called The Defenders with all four of them. And then that went kaput.
Oh, man.
And then they started making Daredevil on Disney Plus. So yeah, there's a lot of information.
You persuaded me. Yeah, it
sounds there like that there's a lot of swears.
A lot of swears. I too also learned everything I needed to know. Well, I need to know way more about Iran as well. So we appreciate Golnar Nikpor for being here, as well as Kristen Leidy for being our guest this evening. We really, really appreciate it. Again, tomorrow we're talking to Michael Lee Nuremberg, an author. He'll be discussing his book, An Oral History of Making Movies in New York City. So stick around for that, guys. You know, we'll be back tomorrow, but there's great programming after the show. So stay close, stay tuned. We love the fact that you're here with us. We always want to thank Tucker and Dom and Traffic and Engineering for all the work they do. Without you, the microphones don't work. Everyone who got in touch with us, left a comment on live stream, or give us a text message, we thank you. Without you, there is no us. We're going to get on out of here, but don't worry. Again, we'll be back tomorrow. Same bat time, bat station as well. Superhero reference.
Sweet.
Pete, take us on out.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.